In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel reading today speaks of the suffering of Christ. He prophesies again now the second time, beginning with last week's reading, Gospel reading, that he would suffer and be put to death and rise again. Suffering, death, and resurrection. At this time, many people are suffering. At this time, many people are dying. And after suffering and after death will also come the resurrection. This is what we are experiencing not only in the world through the crisis that is happening, but also throughout Lent. Every time we fall, every time we sin, we suffer and we die a little bit. But then Christ picks us up. He resurrects us in a small way every time we rise again in repentance. Through our repentance, we are resurrected many times on a daily basis. Every time we fall, we suffer and we die. And when we repent, we are resurrected. This is just a small example of the bigger picture. And just as we sin with the body, we are resurrected with the body. This is what we see in this is what we see of Mary of Egypt, who we commemorate today, at the Sunday of Mary of Egypt. She sinned with her body at a very young age, and with her mind, and with that same body, she fled into the desert, and with that same body, she repented. So that body of hers became holy, so holy that it was able to walk over water. And her mind became so advanced that she knew things that she could not have possibly known, such as the name of the priest who visited her and what would happen in the future and her forthcoming death. So this tells us that suffering is important and essential and necessary for our salvation. And whatever suffering the world is going through today, and whatever little suffering we may be experiencing, whether it's small inconveniences, such as not having enough toilet paper, is nothing compared to the suffering that others are enduring, not only now, but in the past. What about all those other people before the virus? What about all those people suffering before the virus, in places where there's poverty, in places where there were wars, in places where there were all kinds of human violations? What about all those suffering from trafficking, sexual trafficking, human trafficking? What about all those people who are suffering before this virus? Maybe now we sense a little bit of what it's like to suffer, we who were not suffering before. Maybe God wants us to have a little taste of suffering. Because if we are not yet suffering from this virus, and I pray no one else will, at the very least, we can experience this opportunity to repent and pray on behalf of all those who are suffering, and also on our own behalf, so that this suffering may lead us to repentance, which is our resurrection. Because as Christ said, the Christ must suffer and be put to death and rise again. If there was no resurrection, there would be no point in suffering either. But the suffering is given to us so that we could be prepared and cleansed and purified, and so that what is sinful in us may die, so that what is holy in us may be resurrected. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.